Coming up next on Passion Struck.
Being action-oriented builds our confidence, and it's not just talk. Imagine stepping up to the bat. Each swing that you take strengthens your muscles and your resolve. Similarly, when we tackle tasks head-on, our self-assurance grows. It's a proven fact. Engaging in constant action leads to a stronger sense of self-confidence. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become passion struck. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Momentum Friday in episode 426 of Passion Struck, consistently ranked as the number one alternative health podcast. A heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you who come back to the show weekly, eager to listen, learn, and discover new ways to live better, be better, and to make a meaningful impact on the world. In case you're not aware, we now have the Passion Struck Quiz, which is a collection of 20 questions. It'll take you about 10 minutes. When you do, you'll understand where you are on the road to becoming passion struck. Just go to passionstruck.com. Right now to sign up. And in case you missed it, earlier this week, we had two phenomenal interviews. I kicked off by welcoming Dan Harris to the show. From global conflict zones to an unexpected on-air panic attack, former ABC News correspondent Dan Harris has embarked on a transformative journey. Discover how meditation turned his life around, leading to the best-selling book, 10% Happier, his podcast and app of the same name. I also interviewed Matt Abrahams, a renowned behavioral lecturer at the Stanford School of Business and author of the book, Think Faster, Talk Smarter. Join us as we explore impactful communication with a true master communicator. Please check both those episodes out and today's. And if you like any of them, we would so appreciate you giving us a 5-star rating and review. They go such a long way in bringing more people into the Passion Struck community. I know we and our guests love to hear comments from our listeners. Now let's talk about today's Momentum Friday episode. Imagine standing at the edge of a cliff, gazing into the vast expanse of your aspirations and dreams. Below lies a terrain brimming with potential for success and fulfillment. Yet, you hesitate, believing that you need the wings of confidence to leap towards those dreams. This belief anchors many in place, trapped by the idea that confidence must come before action, and that you must feel entirely assured before pursuing your dreams. But what if you had it backward all along? Welcome to an exploration that challenges conventional wisdom and invites you to consider an empowering perspective. Confidence is not the starting line, but the finish line. It's the byproduct of action, not its precursor. Today's episode is a deep dive into the action-oriented mindset, challenging the myth that one must feel ready or confident before making moves toward their ambitions. Initiating action, even in the smallest increments, can gradually build your confidence and momentum, fostering a more positive and resilient approach to navigating life's challenges and seizing its opportunities. Leveraging insights from behavioral science and psychology, I'll examine how taking action ignites self-assurance, transforms fear into strength, and morphs distant dreams into achievable results. Through the lens of a compelling real-life story, I'll illustrate how this principle comes to life, setting the stage for a deeper understanding of the dynamic relationship between confidence and action. Embark on this journey with me as we unravel the potency of adopting an action-oriented mindset. Today's episode will show you that the route to becoming passion-struck isn't laid with confidence, but it is forged through the act of doing itself. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let that journey begin. Hi, today I want to introduce you to Maya, a young graphic designer who dreamed of launching her own creative agency. Despite her undeniable talent, Maya was paralyzed with self-doubt, as well as the fear of failure. She believed that she needed an unshakable confidence to start her business, a confidence she felt she sorely lacked. The dream seemed distant, more a figment of her imagination than a possible reality. However, Maya's journey to realizing her dream illustrates the profound truth at the core of today's discussion. Action drives confidence, not the other way around. One ordinary Thursday, marked by a mix of frustration and a spark of courage, Maya took a small but significant step. She registered a domain name for her agency. This action, minor as it seemed, was her leap across the chasm of doubt. Each subsequent day, she committed to taking at least one boundary-expanding action that took her closer toward her goal, be it designing her logo, reaching out to potential clients, or simply setting up her workspace. With each action, Maya noticed a shift. The mountain of fear began to erode, replaced by a growing sense of capability and momentum. She hadn't waited for confidence to arrive. Instead, she summoned it through her actions. By the time that she officially launched her agency, Maya was not the same person who had hesitated on the starting line. She had become a confident entrepreneur, not because her fears had vanished, but because she had moved through them one action at a time. Maya's story is more than an inspiring tale. It's a testament to the transformative power of action. It vividly illustrates how stepping forward, even when we feel the seeds of doubt, can ignite a journey of self-assurance and achievement. As I delve deeper into the psychology and behavioral science behind an action-oriented mindset, Maya's experience illustrates the path from fear to action to confidence. The transformation from passivity to proactive action and the ensuring rise in confidence can be better understood by diving into the psychological underpinnings of an action-oriented mindset. Central to this understanding are the concepts of self-efficacy and the critical role of neuroplasticity in habit formation. Canadian-American psychologist Albert Andura's self-efficacy theory is foundational in this context, suggesting that our belief in our ability to succeed significantly influences our motivation and subsequent success in various endeavors. As Bandura proposed, self-efficacy is enhanced through personal achievements, vicarious experiences, verbal persuasion, and an individual's psychological state. We can significantly boost our self-efficacy by taking deliberate action and witnessing the fruits of these efforts, setting off a chain reaction, a further action, and success. Kathy Colby, an educator and best-selling author, offers another valuable perspective around this concept. She posits that believing in one's own capabilities is critical in assessing cognitive strength. For Colby, self-efficacy encompasses not just the beliefs in one's capabilities, but also the determination and perseverance that are required to overcome obstacles and utilize innate abilities to achieve results. This view aligns with the idea that self-efficacy involves a robust sense of determination alongside the belief in one's skills. In my new book, Passion Struck, I also delve into how self-efficacy is a foundation for success and a critical element in harnessing one's passion and turning it into actionable outcomes. Now, let's go into neuroplasticity and how we can rewire our brain for action. The brain's capacity for neuroplasticity, its ability to forge new neural connections, plays a pivotal role in this transformation. Engaging in new actions strengthens specific neural pathways, supporting the acquisition of new behaviors and the cessation of old, unproductive ones. This process of neural adaption underpins the transition from passivity to an action-oriented mindset, illustrating how consistent, intentional actions can rewire our brains, making us inherently more inclined to take initiative and embrace confidence. Grasping these psychological principles provides deep insights into the essence of an action-oriented mindset. It underscores the power of taking action, not just as a catalyst for external achievements, but as a transformative force that reshapes our internal world, enhancing our belief in our own capabilities and reconfiguring our mental framework to support a life marked by confidence, resilience, as well as active engagement. As I dive deeper into the underpinnings of the psychological aspects of an action-oriented mindset, behavior science offers complementary insights that amplify our capacity for self-assuredness, allowing us to create a proactive life. Embracing an action-oriented mindset kickstarts a potent feedback loop that propels us toward our goals. Every action, no matter its scale, fuels a sense of progress and accomplishment. This isn't just about achieving tangible results. It's about the personal perception of moving forward, of making strides towards our aspirations. This newfound confidence becomes a driving force for further action, creating a cycle where each step brings us not only closer to our objectives, but also solidifies our faith in the capacity to achieve them. This self-sustaining cycle of action and confidence grows more robust with each iteration, transforming our actions into more significant achievements. Over time, this dynamic process has the power to shift our self-view from one mirrored in uncertainty, to a stance filled with assurance and determination. It transforms obstacles into stepping stones and instills a sense of purpose as well as proactive engagement in our lives. Feedback loops, while foundational to our psychological functions, also play a crucial role in shaping our behaviors. Operating quietly in the background, they influence a wide array of our daily habits, from what we eat and how we exercise to our commitment to learning and growth. These loops act as the unseen architects of our habits, steering the course of our actions and ultimately our lives with silent precision. Habit stacking, a concept popularized by James Clear in his groundbreaking book, Atomic Habits, showcases the power of taking small steps towards personal growth. The method weaves new behaviors into the existing fabric of our established routines, leveraging the strength of habits that we've already mastered. By doing so, habit stacking harnesses the existing momentum of our daily practices and the feedback loops that inform them. This approach streamlines adopting new habits by tying them to our actions without thinking. It ingeniously minimizes the resistance that's typically encountered with new challenges, building upon the solid base of our habitual behaviors. For example, coupling the act of brushing your teeth, which is a well-established habit, with the practice of stating affirmations transforms a mundane activity into a powerful vehicle for cultivating a positive mindset every morning and every evening. The smart pairing facilitates the seamless integration of new positive habits and strengthens the reinforcing cycle of action, driving us toward our objectives. Similarly, the Kaizen method, rooted in Japanese manufacturing practices, but widely applicable to personal development, emphasizes continuous improvement through tiny, almost imperceptible changes. We can achieve significant results by focusing on small, manageable improvements over time without the overwhelm and fear that often accompany more drastic measures. This method aligns with neuroplasticity that I discussed earlier, demonstrating how consistent, incremental actions can lead to lasting changes in our behavior and mindset. We create a powerful synergy when we integrate these behavioral science strategies and the psychological principles behind an action-oriented mindset. This combination explains why starting with small steps is effective and provides a practical roadmap for implementing these changes. Through feedback loops, habit stacking, and the Kaizen methodology, we can gradually build our confidence and the resilience needed to tackle challenges that come our way, reinforcing the action confidence feedback loop and fostering a life of proactive, purposeful engagement. The significance of an action-oriented mindset becomes even more pronounced when we consider the impact of mindset on our capacity for action. Carol Dweck's seminal work on mindsets offers a crucial lens for which to view this impact, highlighting how our abilities influence our behavior and our approaches to challenges. At the heart of Dweck's theory is the distinction between two mindsets: a fixed mindset, where individuals believe that their abilities are static and unchangeable, and a growth mindset, where individuals see their abilities as qualities that can be developed and altered through dedication and hard work. This perspective shift is absolutely critical for establishing an action-oriented mindset, as it underpins the very belief that we can improve and overcome obstacles through action. Adopting a growth mindset is inherently tied to the willingness to engage in action, even in the face of potential failure. This mindset encourages resilience, as it frames challenges as setbacks, not as insurmountable barriers, as opportunities for learning and growth. It fosters persistence by motivating individuals to persevere through difficulties, recognizing that effort and continued action are pathways to personal mastery. Moreover, a growth mindset cultivates a readiness to take risks. It supports the idea that stepping out of our comfort zones is a test of our current capabilities and a necessary step towards expanding them. This mindset complements the action confidence feedback loop that I previously discussed, as taking action despite the uncertainty or fear of failure becomes a critical mechanism for personal development and confidence building. The synergy between a growth mindset and an action-oriented approach is powerful. By embracing the belief that our competencies and our abilities can expand through intentional effort, we are more likely to engage in small, incremental actions that lead to significant change over time. This integration not only enhances our resilience, but also empowers us to take calculated risks that are necessary for our growth and innovation. In summary, the power of an action-oriented mindset is magnified when underpinned by a growth mindset. Together, they form a dynamic framework for personal and professional development, emphasizing that our ability to grow adapt, and achieve our goals is fueled by a continuous cycle of action, reflection, and resilience. This holistic approach to action and mindset not only propels us toward our aspirations, but also transforms the very nature of how we engage with the world around us. Building upon the interplay between a growth mindset and an action-oriented approach, we arrive at a pivotal realization. Action is not merely a vehicle for achieving predefined goals, but a powerful tool for self-discovery and the unveiling of new passions and interests. The act of doing, engaging with the world around us through intentional, targeted actions, mirrors our latent interest and undeveloped passions. It's through trying new things, facing challenges, and stepping outside our comfort zones that we often stumble upon aspects of ourselves that were previously unexplored. This path to discovery is iterative, with each action providing insights into what drives us, what fulfills us, and ultimately what makes us come alive. The mantra of action before passion starkly contrasts the idea that one must wait for a lightning bolt of inspiration to strike before embarking on a journey to pursue their goals. Instead, the approach posits that passion is often discovered in the midst of taking action. By engaging in diverse experiences and pursuits, individuals can uncover hidden interests and develop new passions that weren't apparent at the onset. This perspective encourages a proactive exploration of life's possibilities, emphasizing that passion is cultivated through engagement, not predestined discovery. Adopting an action-oriented approach to discovering our passions implies a dynamic relationship with our goals. It suggests that our aspirations can evolve as we do, shaped by the experiences that we accumulate and insights that we gain through action. This fluidity allows for a more open, exploratory stance towards life, where the journey of becoming is as important as the final destination. In essence, action builds a conduit for self-discovery, a means to unearth and cultivate our passions. By embracing the philosophy of action before passion, we allow ourselves the freedom to explore, to experiment, and to grow into our potential. This approach enriches our understanding of ourselves and expands the horizon of what we think is possible, guiding us towards a life that's filled with purpose, conviction, and fulfillment. Embracing an action oriented mindset is a transformative process that opens the door to self-discovery, passion, and personal growth. Here are 5 practical steps that you can do to nurture this action-oriented mindset. First, start by defining clear, specific, and attainable goals. Break down larger goals into smaller, more manageable tasks to make you feel less overwhelmed. Setting and achieving small milestones will build your confidence. Second, cultivate a positive attitude towards challenges and failures. View them as opportunities for growth rather than as setbacks. The shift in perspective encourages resilience and a proactive approach to problem solving. Third, develop a routine of planning and prioritization. Spend time each day and week planning and prioritizing your tasks. Identify the most urgent and important tasks that align with your goals. Planning helps you focus your energy on what matters most and reduces the time spent on indecision. Fourth, practice decision-making. Strengthen your decision-making skills by making small decisions quickly and confidently. This practice builds your ability to make larger, more significant decisions with ease. Remember, taking action is a valuable learning activity, even if it may lead to mistakes. And then finally, cultivate discipline and consistency. Action-oriented individuals are disciplined and consistent in their efforts. Develop habits that support your goals. Commit to performing them regularly, even when your motivation wanes. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. By implementing these practical steps, you can begin to cultivate an action-oriented mindset that propels you towards your goals, fosters self-discovery, and transforms challenges into opportunities for growth. Throughout this episode, I've delved into the dynamic relationship between action and confidence, challenging the conventional belief that confidence must precede taking action. Instead, I've discovered that confidence is often the fruit of taking action, cultivated through engagement, perseverance, and the willingness to step into the unknown. As we conclude, I encourage you to embrace the action confidence cycle in your life. Start with small, achievable actions. Embrace the process with an open heart and a curious mind. Recognize that each step that you take brings you closer to your goals and builds the foundation for a confident, resilient, and passion-struck life. This journey towards confidence and achievement is not linear, nor is it without its challenges. However, by committing to action, believing in the process, and recognizing each step's transformative power, you unlock the potential for profound personal growth and fulfillment. Let this be the moment that you choose action over hesitation, propelling you into the future where you not only dream of what you could be, but also have the confidence and determination to make it a reality. So take that first step today, no matter how small. Embrace the action-oriented mindset and watch as the cycle of action and confidence unfolds, leading you towards a life of purpose, passion, and unparalleled achievement. I hope you all enjoyed the show, and I wanted to thank everyone who wrote in this week, and especially those who tuned in to today's episode. Videos are on YouTube at both John R. Miles and our Clips channel at Passionstruck Clips. Advertiser deals and discount codes are in one convenient place at passionstruck.com/deals. Since we're talking about boundary-taking actions, I also wanted to tell you about the weekly challenge that we have, where every single week in our newsletter, Live Intentionally, which you can find on passionstruck.com, gives you a new challenge so that you can learn to take these boundary expanding actions in your own life. And lastly, you can find me on all the social platforms at John R. Miles. You're about to hear a preview of the Passionstruck podcast interview I did with Jason Redman, who's a retired Navy SEAL and repeat New York Times bestselling author of the books Trident and Overcome. Jason uses his 21-year Navy SEAL career to relate the mindset that Navy SEALs have used for decades to lead and build elite teams and deal with the highest levels of adversity, and how these skills can be utilized in your life and your business.
What I've come to find is that the most elite performers, they're always taking small incremental steps to be better. So I like using running as an example. If you're running 8-minute miles and you want to get to a 7-minute mile, you're not going to say, if I've been running consistent 8-minute miles, I'm not going to go out and run a 7-minute mile tomorrow. Instead, maybe it's, hey, over the next 3 months, I'm going to cut 15 seconds off my mile time to get to 7:45. So we lay out a plan. Maybe it's a 6-week plan, whatever it is, we're drawing this down. While we're doing it, we're getting up into the zone of discomfort. But after a while, now that becomes the new comfort zone. Your new comfort zone becomes 7:45. And now we push it just a little further. So that's how I do it. And that's worked for me in my life. And I think that's how you manage that fear, that anxiety, that change.
Remember that we rise by lifting others, so share the show with those that you love. And if you found today's episode on an action-oriented mindset useful, then definitely share it with somebody who can use the advice that I gave on today's program. In the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. Until next time, go out there and become passion-struck.